This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. Welcome to the House Taxation Committee. I'd like to greet everyone here this morning. We do have a bit of an abbreviated agenda, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Just as a reminder, please, your electronic devices, put them to silent so that we don't interrupt our testifiers. With that, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Chafee?
Present.
Duvall? Here. Johnson Chris?
Here.
Johnson David? Excused. Mills?
Here.
Olson? Excused. Pushke?
Here.
Randolph? Excused. Reed?
Here.
Ring?
Here.
Smith? Excused. Dennert?
Here.
Willitson?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
All right, we're ready to rock and roll. We do have a number of members that have committees in other committees, so they'll be popping in and out as that goes. We need a motion for the minutes.
Second.
Representative Duvall moves that we approve the minutes, seconded by Representative Chafee. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are approved. We've got one recycled page and one new page this morning. So, ladies, would you like to come up to the microphone and introduce yourself? Talk about where you're planning to go after high school and what your favorite hobby is.
Good morning, Grace. Good morning. I'm Grace Duvall. I am from Chamberlain. After high school, I don't know where I will be going, but I will be studying international relations. And my favorite hobby would have to be show choir.
Good morning. My name is Ellie Pieper. I will be attending SDSU for nursing, and my favorite hobby is knitting.
Cool. Very good. And thank you.
I'm from Gary.
From Gary, South Dakota. All right. Well, we appreciate your service. Grace was a page last year. And she liked it so much that she came back to help us out again this year. We appreciate your service, ladies. With that, if anyone came to testify on House Bill 1252, House Bill 1252 was withdrawn by the prime sponsor, and so we will not hear that bill today. So we will move to House Bill 1268, an act to provide timely refunds for excess payments made in lieu of contributions to the Unemployment Compensation Trust Fund. The sponsor of the bill has asked that the bill be tabled. So Representative Reed, did you have a motion? Seconded by...
Second.
Representative Mills. So we have a motion by Representative Reed, seconded by Representative Mills, to table House Bill 1262. There's no discussion on a tabling motion, so the secretary will call the roll.
Wait, what, you said 1262?
I'm sorry, 1268. I'm sorry. Stand corrected. It's House Bill 1268. This is final action. The secretary will call the roll.
Representative Chafee?
Here.
Duvall?
Aye.
Johnson Chris?
Aye.
Johnson David?
Aye.
Mills?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Pischke?
Aye.
Randolph? Excused. Reed?
Aye.
Ring?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Willitson?
Representative Chafee, did you want to correct your...
I'd like to correct that to an aye.
Thank you.
Just aye here.
And Willitson votes aye.
We have 12 yeas.
So with 12 yeas, House Bill 1268 is tabled. Well, now that we've had a little practice, we'll try this again. House Bill 1287, an act to provide exemption of certain taxes for certain nursing home providers and community service providers. And the prime sponsor has asked that we table that bill. Representative Duvall, did you have a motion? We have a motion by Representative Duvall, seconded by Representative Olson, to table House Bill 1287. Again, that is a non-debatable motion. The secretary, those in favor of the motion to table will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Chafee?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Johnson Chris?
Aye.
Johnson David?
Aye.
Mills?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Pischke?
No.
Randolph? He has to.
He's excused.
I want him to be here to pick. Randolph excused. Reed?
Aye.
Ring?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Willitson?
Aye.
We have 12 yeas.
Actually, we had 11 and 1. So with an 11 to 1 vote, House Bill 1287 is tabled.
I'll be checking your minutes.
You will be.
Moving right along, the last bill on our agenda for today is House Bill 1259, an act to revise provisions regarding the discretionary formula for determining the assessed value of property for tax purposes. Welcome, Representative Chafee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's really great to be here. I'm Representative Kirk Chafee, District 29, Sturgis, Mead, Butte, and Pennington counties. Continuing the conversation on House Bill 1259, dealing with discretionary formulas within a TIF district. And if I might ask the questions, does anybody want me to review that concept? Or we've kind of heard it.
Well, did you have a motion?
Oh, yes. I would like to move in the amendment B of 1259.
Okay, we have a motion for...
Second.
House Bill 1259 to add 1259B as in Baker?
Correct.
Seconded by Representative Olson. We would like to have the bill in its best form. The amendment has been published online, so I'm thinking that we have all had a chance to take a look at it. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House Bill 1259 is so amended. Representative Chafee, please continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What brought me here was a simple concept of adding the discretionary formula. Discretionary formula is a five-year tax break, if you would say, on new construction over $30,000. And it's an incentive for a offered by the taxing entity to have new commercial growth within their jurisdiction. A TIF district is a financial package, and that's what the intent is, to set up a boundary, and within that boundary make such infrastructure improvements as to build commercial property. So it's in my mind, it always has been, and to many others, a hand in glove that you would want an incentive to build, to put placed in a district that's trying to be built. So this is the concept of having or allowing a discretionary formula within a increment districts. What we found in practice, however, there are some communities that somehow sense this or interpret this to be a double dipping, which I've wrestled with, and I can't get to that same conclusion. So that was the premise of the House bill, and actually, you know, working with discretionary formulas within my old career for 30 some years and implementing them, one of the pitfalls I always thought with discretionary formulas that they were scattered throughout statute, and you had to go look for them. And Meade County was one that adopted early on the discretionary formula with commercial property, and it wasn't until probably about almost 10 years later that we figured out that there was actually one offered for agricultural structures. And it was just kind of almost by accident that we stumbled across it. So my idea was to try to put these all under one silo so they're a nice, one, concise place. no good deed goes unpunished. I knew that this would be repealing some of the obvious ones where, you know, where the industrial stood out by itself as far as the power generation or vice versa. And I knew that there'd be some obvious, you know, get rid of two, put them into one type deal. But there turns out to be almost five pages of those tentacles and makes it look kind of like a daunting bill. As a former assessor, this might sound really weird, but I have to pay respect is due. The Secretary of Revenue, Twilliger, has been a great help and a breath of fresh air to work with. This bill would not have been possible if it wasn't for the efforts of the Property Tax Division, Leslie Cole, and most importantly, Chief Counsel Michael Houdyshell, that did all the research in putting this myriad of statutes in place. So with that, I'd like to acknowledge both their efforts on this and my appreciation, and would stand by for any questions you might have.
Representative Chafee, you had emailed to the committee kind of a cheat sheet, for the amendment. Is it your desire to make that part of the record, or no?
Yes, I could, and this cheat sheet was actually prepared by Michael Houdyshell. He may or may not be available for questions. I'm hoping that he would on that, but...
All right. I will submit a copy to the secretary, and it will become a part of the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Other proponent testimony for House Bill 1259 as amended. The aforementioned Michael Houdyshell, welcome.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, members of the House Taxation Committee, Mike Houdyshell with the Department of Revenue. You have to excuse me. I'm kind of losing my voice here. Been fighting the cold for a few days. I do have some copies of the cheat sheet here if anybody would like a hard copy, or if anybody in the audience would like one as well. I think Representative Chafee did a good job explaining kind of the intent of the amendment, and I do appreciate the latitude, Mr. Chair, to have some additional time to work on this. When we first saw the bill and visited with Representative Chafee to get an understanding of what he was trying to do, we liked the idea. We agree with him that the statutes are confusing right now. They're scattered all throughout Chapter 10-6. So the idea of being able to combine those into one section of the code just for simplicity and ease of understanding really appealed to us. Of course, you know, the devil's always in the details. When we started to dig in, we realized that there were lots of cross-references to these discretionary statutes throughout the code. So we went through and identified every cross-reference that needed to be fixed and did so in the amendment. And then the last thing that we did in the amendment that I think is important to mention in Sections 15 and 16 is we put in a savings clause, and our thought process behind this is that there are currently, you know, numerous discretionary formula resolutions that have been enacted by counties and municipalities across the state, and you have, you know, hundreds if not thousands of properties that are benefiting from discretionary formula currently. Our concern was that if we repeal all of those statutes come July 1, you're kind of in a legal no man's land there as far as the validity and the continuing effect of those provisions on those properties that are currently receiving the benefit. So we thought it was important to clarify it in the statute that any existing property that's receiving the discretionary formula on or before July 1, 2020, under an existing resolution, will continue to receive that benefit for the life of the benefit, which is generally a maximum of 5 years, as we've talked about. So that's all that Section 15 does. And then because after 5 years, that's going to no longer be necessary, Section 16 sunsets that provision effective June 30, 2025. So we thought that was an important thing to include in the bill just to prevent any sort of confusion or arguments that, hey, you're not getting the discretionary formula anymore, even though you were previously receiving it. So that's what we were trying to accomplish there. But otherwise, Mr. Chair, I think it's relatively self-explanatory. Hopefully everybody had a chance to review the speaking points that I put together, and I'd be willing to answer any questions that anybody might have, and I would just urge you to support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Houdyshell. Other proponent testimony for House Bill 1259 as amended. Welcome, Ms. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Julie Johnson. I'm the registered lobbyist for Happy Homes. I'm a lawyer in Aberdeen and get the opportunity to work in this arena in the legislative off-season and have for many years. Discretionary reform is a very important local economic development tool, one of the few that exists out there, so this is a very important area of the law. Thank you to everyone who have brought us to this point today. I appreciate the work of Mr. Houdyshell and his agency in terms of the bill brief, the amendments, and the savings clauses. Sections 15 and 16 are really important parts of this bill. We forget about the importance of doing that when you're amending a very intricate area of the law such as this. I will tell you that the only heartburn I have is in the title of the bill at this point. An act to revise. It really doesn't revise. It reorganizes or clarifies. I've had to do some legislative interpretation work legally several years ago, a couple of times, to try to understand, to try to be sure the law actually did what you hoped it was going to do when you went home. And the title of a bill can make a huge difference in that realm. So I don't know that you're willing to amend a title in the bill, but if you are, I would use the words clarify or reorganize or something like that. Otherwise, I don't want to get in the way of this bill, but the title of a bill on this import can make a big difference. Thank you for your help with all of this. I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. Further proponent testimony for House Bill 1259 as amended. Anyone else? Seeing no one, are there any opponents who wish to testify on House Bill 1259 as amended? Anyone wish to speak against it? Okay, well, we'll forego the rebuttal and we will turn to committee questions. Representative Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have two, and I think, Michael, you might be best. One of this is just to clarify for the committee. Section 3, we are repealing something completely dealing with pollution standards. Could you tell me why it is we want to repeal that? And then I have a second question.
Mr. Houdyshell, would you like to answer the question?
Mr. Chair. Yeah, thank you. Representative Duvall, you're correct. So that provision 10635.3 essentially currently says that any property that's not in compliance with the environmental laws of South Dakota doesn't receive the discretionary formula or can't receive the discretionary formula. When we looked at that statute, it was first enacted in 1970, which was the year that the original discretionary formula statutes were passed. It's never been amended. I think it's kind of unnecessary, I guess, from my perspective, because subsequent to that, you know, you had a lot of different things happen in the country. The Environmental Protection Agency was created later in 1970. The Clean Water Act was passed in 1972. All of the air and water pollution control laws of the state post-date when the statute was enacted. So I guess our point in repealing it is we think that there's already sufficient mechanisms both in state and federal law to ensure that these types of structures, if they're being built in 2020, are probably going to be in compliance with our environmental standards. If they're not, they probably have other issues.
Representative Duvall.
Thank you. Okay, my second question deals with Section 7. When it refers to the Governing Board of an Improvement District. So in state law, we have business improvement districts, and then we have improvement districts. And maybe this is something that you need to research and get back to me on, but what is the difference between the two, and how do we know for sure which one we are referring to in this section?
Mr. Houdyshell, the table's yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Duvall, so that provision, what it's talking about is community improvement districts that are formed under Chapter 725A. So we only have two of those in the state, Dakota Dunes being the most famous one, and then there's Powder House Pass in Lawrence County, which is another community improvement district. These are distinct from business improvement districts in that they essentially operate like quasi-municipalities. They can elect a board of directors, or I don't know exactly what the term is in the chapter that they call, but they actually have a governing board that are elected officials that can exercise certain powers. They can levy property taxes, and they can enact a discretionary formula if the county does not have one in that area. In fact, when we did look, Dakota Dunes does have a discretionary formula. I don't remember specifically what it's in regards to, but it's one that Union County has not adopted. So that provision, at least in our view, is talking about community improvement districts. And if you look at that chapter, it actually never says community. It's just improvement districts, and that's the name of the chapter. Whereas BIDs or business improvement districts, that's a specific term that's used in the code to reference those.
Okay. Satisfy your question, Representative Duvall?
I am good. Thank you.
Other questions from the committee? Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Either for the sponsor, Mr. Houdeshell. And tell me if I'm wrong in this statement. That's the question. I just want to make sure I get my head wrapped around this again. And I'm sorry if I asked this question last time, but I just got to make sure I understand this correctly. So a city creates a TIF district, and the proceeds from that TIF district is going to be used for curb and gutter for a project within there. And so you have that property. So cities sometimes will make a deal that you do not get any discretionary formula within that project. But all the new buildings around, you know, that may come up, that's in within the district, right? Because that you sometimes your district can be bigger than the actual property that's receiving the benefit. So that the city can still make a deal with that property that's receiving the benefit that you cannot use the discretionary formula. Is that a true statement? And hopefully that made sense.
Mr. Chair. Representative Reed, yes, that is correct. So current law allows a property owner to waive application of the discretionary formula, but it requires an affirmative action on their part. So in that example, yeah, if I'm a developer and I've got a project and I want the city to create a TIF district, that might be something that I have to do to get them to create the district for me or for my benefit. So I could affirmatively waive that. And this doesn't change that. It's just for subsequent improvements that are made in the district. And if you think about it, you know, a TIF district can last for up to 20 years. You know, why should somebody who comes in, let's say, year 15, who really didn't have a direct benefit from the curb and gutter project that was for the, you know, the new retail store or whatever the case might be, you know, not receive the discretionary formula just because that's part of the you know, resolution creating the TIF district. So that's kind of the whole thought process behind, you know, Representative Chafee's comment about they're not really double dipping at that point. I mean, they're entitled to that benefit just like the same identical property that happens to be on the other side of the boundaries of the TIF district.
Thank you. Satisfied? Okay, thank you. Other questions from the committee? All right, seeing none. Before we move to committee action, I too want to put my thanks in to Mr. Houdeshell for all that you do for the Department of Revenue and such. You do an outstanding job, sir, and I'm very pleased that when I've had questions such as that, and when Representative Duvall asked her second question, I thought, oh my, and you just hit it out of the park, and I thank you for your expertise. With that, we'll close public testimony. We will open up to committee action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Dennert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move to pass on House Bill 1259 as amended.
Okay, we have a motion from Representative Dennert to pass on House Bill 1259 as amended, seconded by Representative Smith. Comments on your motion, Representative Dennert.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. And just real briefly, I think this is a good bill, and it is clarifying some provisions here. I think Mr. Houdyshell and Representative Chafee both did a good job of explaining this, and I think it's legislation that certainly deserves to move on from this committee and head down to the floor. So I would urge a yes vote on DuPass.
Other discussion on the DuPass motion on House Bill 1259 as amended? Seeing none, those in favor of the DuPass motion will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Chafee?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Johnson Chris?
Aye.
Johnson David?
Aye.
Mills?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Pischke excused? Randolph?
Aye.
Reed?
Aye.
Ring?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Willardson?
Aye.
We have 12 yeas.
With a vote of 12 yeas and no nays, House Bill 1259, as amended, will go to the floor. The chair is also going to certify consent calendar. Seeing no objections, we will place House Bill 1259, as amended, on the consent calendar. Now, that being done, another expert in TIFs and TIF taxation law and such suggested a title amendment. Representative Chafee. Okay. Can we ask our LRC staff for an opinion on the title?
Would that take it off consent?
This is Michael Losevitz with LRC, Senior Legislative Attorney. If the title is going to be changed, it should be done through an amendment, and that's something I could take care of. But okay. The substance of the bill is not going to change, whether we change the title or not.
Okay. So if we were to change it to an act to reorganize provisions regarding the discretionary formula for determining the assessed value of property for tax purposes. Would that greet your approval, Representative Chafee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, that meets my approval. I'd like to remain it on the consent calendar if that's at all possible. If that I'll change that, then you can call it Fred.
Mr. Houdyshell, would you have a preference to that?
Mr. Chair, I guess my one comment would be if you're going to change it, you probably should have something in there, either clarify or the current revised to recognize the change with the tax increment financing district. That's more than just a reorganization. So, you know, it may be an act to clarify provisions concerning discretionary formula would be appropriate, or reorganize and clarify or whatever. But I guess I would just say reorganize doesn't fully capture everything that's going on in the bill. But otherwise, I wouldn't have a preference.
Okay. Ms. Johnson, would you like to weigh in? You like clarify? All right, Representative Chafee's motion is to amend the title to say an act to clarify provisions regarding the discretionary formula for determining the assessed value of property for tax purposes. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Randolph. Further discussion on the motion, Representative Chafee? We're good?
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we're good.
All those in favor of the motion to amend the title, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes. The title will be so amended. With that, we are at the end of our calendar for today. The Speaker has not assigned any Senate bills to the House Tax Committee. Should he do so today, it might be possible that we would have a meeting on Thursday. Otherwise, with no bills, I don't see a reason to hold a meeting, unless, you know, we'd like to get together, but... so that's where I'm at with that. So pay attention to the schedule and the announcements on the floor. Is there a motion to adjourn? Absolutely. Representative Randolph, personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just, I apologize for not being in here for the majority of the meeting. My mother is going in for hip replacement surgery this morning, and I just wanted to touch base with her and spend a little time in prayer with her before that took place, and so just thank you for that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you did. Family comes first, no doubt. Any other information for the committee? Representative Chafee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Earlier we tabled a bill. I see the representatives here in the room. Can we have another motion to send the sponsor of that bill to the 43rd day?
The International Space Station. Anything else for the good of the committee?
Motion to adjourn.
I did post the amendment online.
Okay. The title amendment for House Bill 1259 is posted online. 1259C. So if anyone wants to see that. We have a motion by Representative Chafee to adjourn, seconded by Representative Reed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.